Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis. And it is Thursday, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Yes, the St. Patrick's Day show.
And also known as the Led Zeppelin show.
Yeah, we've never had a St. Patrick's Day
show. So let's have a Led Zeppelin show that starts with this.
Okay, episode 6.56, the
labor dispute show.
Show about the state of the NFL.
Labor pains.
We've got all kinds of craziness from all kinds of people.
Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, we'll be talking about Adrian Peterson and his crazy comments. And now, Pittsburgh Steelers running back Rashard Mendenhall jumping
in. Silly Rashard Mendenhall.
Don't be silly Rashard Mendenhall. Now we need to get the actor to record every name for every player in the NFL. That way, once we got him, boom.
There are no players in the NFL, Steven.
Oh, so that's right. They're all locked out. Well, we'll get to all of that, and then we'll talk about where we are with our final show of Season 6, which is our 6th annual Ravy show.
Woo!
So far, 210 votes have come in.
Dang!
And that's pretty good.
That's impressive.
Because how many show donors did we send it out to?
We included the Deeds people. People who sent money. So it was about 400 people.
And more than half of them have
voted.
That
is massively statistically significant. I say we close the balloting
now. All right.
Now.
Balloting closes Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Pshaw. That's right. And then on April 1st, April Fool's Day, is when we should have the Ravies. That's
okay.
When we can call people and play a prank on them and tell them, you won an award.
April Fool's on Friday night when you got Little League practice.
Oh, that's right. Never mind then. Here we go. Episode 656.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
All right, I've decided that needs to get recorded because now ever since Adam told me, all I can hear is Jeff Ellis and Steven Miranda with NFL Rants and Raves.
Rays from the sun, that's
yes.
Us. NFL Rants and Rays.
Why could not? I can't even talk.
You can't hit the V.
We don't have V's in Spanish.
Ah, therein
lies the
problem.
They're the same as B's. That's why in the alphabet, when you're saying the Spanish alphabet, you have no, it's not B. You have to say B grande because you're saying it's the first B. Because it's be grande and
nobody
be chica.
Taught me this in Spanish 1, 2, or 3.
You did not learn the alphabet as A, be grande, se, che. You know there's che,
no,
right?
A, be, se, che, de,
right?
E,
and it's actually A, be grande. You have to say grande.
A, be grande?
And then
no
be chica.
No, tell me that. My teacher was Mexican.
A,
she
be grande,
was Mexicanly
se, che,
oriented,
de,
to quote President Bush.
W.
I remember that one well.
Yes.
W. Two U's. Duh.
There you go. There's the Spanish alphabet for you, but it's grande.
It's edumatainment here at NFL Rants and Raves. Don't ever let anyone accuse you differently.
Is. And before.
See, why are you laughing? Because I'm being edumatated.
Edumatated.
It's like educated,
now
only differently.
You changed it completely.
Entertainment and education and silliness makes edumatainment.
Wow.
Why
so now,
not?
So we had edutainment, and now you're just messing with it. I think you shouldn't mess with something that's been good, because edutainment has already been trademarked
as
NFL Rants and Raves property.
Ism? By whom?
Well, it's in the process.
You know how many things are in the process?
We actually haven't gotten the approval yet by the government.
Steven,
of the
do you
United
know
States.
How many things are in process right now?
I don't want to talk about it.
My gosh, the things in process right now we could write a book about, but we're not gonna. We're gonna blitz you with NFL stuff. 24 years of labor peace in the National Football League has met a bitter, better ending.
Well, seriously, I mean, was there really labor peace for 24 years?
I'm sorry, did we have a disruption in labor?
No.
Okay.
But
there has been
before the commissioner took over for
Paul Tagliabue?
Tagliabue, okay. For the Tags, before Tags walked out. One of Tags' biggest thing was to get us the CBA, which just expired.
Right.
And there was issues there. That one went to the 11th hour, 59 minutes, 59 seconds, .99.
But he never had to deal with this.
No, he did not.
And I think that's one of the reasons he chose to tag out when he did.
He saw the writing on
the
wall.
Who wants to go out with enmity lying all over the place? Yeah. And it seems inevitable when they had the 2-year extension to the current process. When that was done, it seemed like a really good time to tap out because we barely got that. So
Raj, welcome aboard. You're going to be screwed in 2 years. I'm out.
We knew that. I mean, if you go back 2 years ago when he left, we actually talked about it, Stephen.
We
talked about
what
he inherited, March Madness.
College basketball, right? That's going down the wire over there between West Virginia and Clemson.
I got Clemson.
You got Clemson?
I got my whole bracket right here in my hip pocket.
I do not have Clemson.
I got my bracket in my
hip pocket. So I'm actually a little upset right now.
Your bracket would be busted out of the door.
Right
nice.
Off the bat.
Game one.
Actually, West Virginia's up by 10, so I'm
Steven,
cruising.
Now tell me, where were you when you got the news of the players choosing to decertify the union and become a trade association? Where were you? Friday.
That was
so
last Friday.
Exactly. There was a little earthquake that preceded that in Japan.
A little?
Well, okay, 9.0. We're not making fun of it at all. That was sarcasm.
I see. Sometimes your sarcasm... It doesn't come across as sarcasm.
Trust me. A 9.0 earthquake where there's people all over the bodies washing up on shore every day is not something I take lightly at all. It's gotten more of my attention than certainly the NFL
these days. That's good. So where was I? Last Friday
At 2 p.m. is when the Players Union decertified.
I was driving home from the office listening to the radio when I got a Google alert on my iPhone, which alerted me to the fact that game on.
Okay. Just for the record, I have West Virginia, too, in my bracket.
All right.
Are they up?
Yeah, we needed that record cleared. Thank
well,
you.
We do. And then I've
yes,
got
Virginia,
Kentucky
West
today.
West Virginia's up by 10.
Over that's, Princeton. And then.
Let's get back to the lockout Friday.
We need to know. What other games going on right now?
Old Dominion versus
Old Dominion. No, I'm still ticked off at former Stanford head coaches now
and
at Old Dominion.
Butler, yes.
And
that's going to go down the wire. It's 42-43 right now with 11 and change left in the game.
Now, I have
let's move on.
I have Butler.
Okay.
All right.
Come on.
Just to be clear. But,
all right.
Boy.
We've got lots to talk about
we
and
do,
not
but
a lot
so,
of time
so
to do it.
You were where?
Because
you got a Google
first,
alert.
We're actually these final two episodes of season 6 in preparation for things to come.
Well, look, the labor situation is as stable as ours. I had saved this note for a possible ending of the show.
I see.
But if this keeps up, be ready for box office rants and raves.
Box office rants and raves?
Sure. You and I both love film, but for completely different reasons. And if there's not going to be football, then we got to talk about something.
I'm not talking about movies.
You should. You love movies.
Okay.
You know you do.
Okay. Not enough to where I want to sit down and talk about them.
You do with me. Because you love me.
Just so that we could yell at each other. And
people
like,
love us yelling at each other.
Yeah.
And we can't even agree what a movie is.
I know that people love that. I'm not so particularly fond
of it. Oh, wait.
We're
not two of the people that love it, are we?
No, we're not.
That's right. I knew there was a rub somewhere. So where were you? You were in the car. You got a Google alert. First thought out of the gate. Besides the obvious first thought, we've got some people trying to hook us up with some stuff. That's like more than just a pittance.
D-A-M-N.
Yeah.
Really loudly.
Was it personal or was it league? And just be honest.
What do you mean? Was it personal or league?
When you got the news, was your gut reaction? Because honestly, we've got some very nice people that are trying to hook us up so that we could actually do this proper.
Yeah,
the show. And that was going on simultaneously.
Yeah, I think it was. I love football, whether I'm doing this show or not. I love football.
Well, the reason these people are interested in investing is because we're fans,
right?
First and foremost.
So I think the dam was as a fan. I'm just like, you know what, man? Come on, seriously.
Yeah.
You guys are telling me that you guys are so far off base that you couldn't come up with an agreement during all, you know, this past 2 weeks.
15 days of mediated talks.
You couldn't come up with anything. No one could give one way or the other to come up with a reasonable solution.
People gave. I believe the owners gave a lot.
Not from what I've heard.
Okay.
Are you hearing both sides of the story?
Trust me.
You know what?
Both sides are talking a lot.
Yeah. Well, both sides of the story. The guy for the owners comes out. Posh, I believe, is his name.
Posh. I met him.
Is Posh?
I left.
It's not
You're...
Posh?
No, it's
because I want him to be Posh, associated
me.
With Posh Spice.
He doesn't have enough personality to be Posh.
Yeah, right. So anyway, I hear him talking. He's like,
met him in Dallas.
This, and we did this, and a little bit of bang, and a bit of bum, skidaboop, skidabop. And then, all of a sudden you go over to DeMarie Smith, and, NFLPA, and the person
for
NFLPA.
D. Smith could use a little smile
And
also.
It's like, you know what? Okay, they might be telling you that, but that's not what went down.
Yeah.
So somebody's not telling me the truth.
Well, first of all, no one's going to tell you the truth in the middle of negotiations.
There you go. Nobody's telling the truth. So once again, why are we talking about Humnumba? Why have we taken this entity that we Humnumbered and we made it a formal entity and we Humnumbered it, and here we are talking about it?
You Humnumbered it. I did not.
Oh, okay, because you didn't buy into the Humnumbing, we're going to talk about it?
Like,
I'd much rather talk about Ocho Cinco deciding to go play some MLS and trying out for a team. I'd much rather talk about Ravens' Tom Zabrowski, who's out there boxing in Colts' Dallas Clark making shows and becoming an actor. These guys are all so well off, they can all go find other well-paying jobs.
Mm-hmm. If they want.
If they wanted to, yes.
Or then go chill on a beach in Cabo.
They could do that as well.
Smoke some righteous Cuban cigars.
They could do that as well. And the owners got, so many billions of dollars. I think the lowest valued team in the league right now, this is just me going off the top of my head, so please don't bombard me with emails.
Steven doesn't want emails?
But off the top of my head, I believe the St. Louis Rams are the lowest valued team in the National Football League, and they, my friend, are valued at $898 million.
So it cost us $1 billion to get the Rams back here in L.A., huh?
Something like that, yes. So, come on now, all right? It's not like it's like if you and I were fighting over $200.
You'd probably win.
Okay.
Because you need the money more than I do.
There you go. So who needs the money more right now? The billionaire owners or the millionaire players?
You and I need the money more right now.
Well, you got a point. Right
and this
now.
Is my point is, say, Susie, who works on the PR staff for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who's taken a 30% pay cut. Susie needs the money.
Not every team is doing that, by the way.
All but one.
No.
Okay. No,
I'm sorry. The Browns aren't doing it.
That all but one comment was wrong. That was okay. Pertaining to tickets.
Yes.
To, again, screwing the fans.
Yeah.
Only one team out of 32 is making their, is not requiring their season ticket holders to pony up the do-re-mi right N-O-W.
I'm going to go out to our website real quick for all of you that don't know.
That's fine.
www.nflrandr.com. That's RANDR.com.
Okay, where Jeff. I posted a new column yesterday that Steven still hasn't finished, but I don't blame him because it's long. It's 700 words.
Yes, and I've been, you know,
and the picture's priceless.
It's not like
the picture's priceless. Look
you know,
at the picture.
Not wanted to read
Talk
it.
Talk about just, the picture.
Well, that's the dude that you took at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Slow down, Sparky.
Throwing his arms up, wearing his big yellow Marge Simpson
but
hair.
But I want to read a comment.
Is this from Greg? Because I got Greg coming soon.
Greg?
Gregory,
which Greg?
Who wanted as he should take a side.
No.
Because I thought we would play that game.
I believe this comment is, here, you vent for a second.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is simply, I'll tell you my story. I was hoping you were going to ask me mine since I asked you yours. I was at my son's baseball game. Baseball season has begun here in California in the warmer climes. And I was sitting, setting up the scorebook, getting ready to take son score for my son's high school baseball game, when I had Sirius NFL radio on in my shirt pocket on my iPhone. So I got the app and I subscribed. And I was listening to the basic play-by-play of the end of the world as we know it. And I'm not fine. And it was announced at 2 p.m. Pacific time that the NFL Players Association had to certify, which they had to do by 5 o'clock. Otherwise, they could not break up.
Right.
And the league was set to shut down at midnight, so they had to do that then. That's where I was. And my initial feeling was nothing but heartbreak. And it was equally for you. Me. It was more for you than for me. This has always been a little bit more about you than for me. For this simple reason, Stephen, although I am a conservative off the charts, I still believe in the best chance for equality. I believe in equality, and I believe in equal opportunity. And I do think that when you are given a little bit more money than someone else, you do owe them a little bit in trying to help them get on their feet and be given an opportunity. And I think you should do everything in your power if you've been blessed to have a little bit more to do what you can. And so I was really bummed out, mostly for you, then mostly for me, then mostly for all of the listeners out there who are fans of the league.
Well, and this
and then
is where
I was P.O.'d.
This is where I'm going. Richard from Nova Scotia writes on your column, and I'm going to move my microphone here so that I could read it to you. He says, the only thing that really bums me up is the blatant pandering from both sides saying they're doing this for us, the fans. That's just insulting to me.
They are not doing it for the fans.
Let me read. I know that both sides are in it for their own self-interest. The fans are the ones without a say in this whole process. And when you say you're doing it for my own good, I feel like an abuse victim told the slap was for my own good.
You almost feel like a slave.
I know. Oh, gosh.
More of that later.
I know I'll be in the stands and on my couch cheering whenever the game I love returns. Hopefully not too long from now. I won't know what to do, however, with my commutes in the fall without NFL R&R to listen to. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do in the fall.
Box office rants and raves. That's when the good movies start coming out.
You're just not going to let that go.
I actually am.
Good.
I'm actually planning on
it. Thank you, letting it go. You're actually planning on letting it go?
Let's rant on this.
Because you're kind of like a... Because you're starting to be a little like those...
Me too.
Yeah, me too. You're starting to be a little like those guys that really wanted us to do World Cup rants and raves.
I am now prepared to cover. We need Premier League rants and raves, and I'm all over it. I'm all over that.
Yeah, I couldn't name a single player.
Yes, you can. You can name a lot of players.
No, I could not.
If you had to, you could.
If you give me a computer and you let me pull up rosters.
No, off top of your head.
No.
You've never heard of Wayne Rooney?
No.
You never heard of Chavez? You never heard of Torres?
I take that back. I've heard you
Shamak.
And some other guy from London talking about Wayne Rooney. I've heard the name. I don't know who he is.
Hate him.
I don't even know who he plays
Man
for.
You.
Okay.
Big pasty white guy that...
Now, I do know Harry Redknapp because he and I are buddies.
Yeah.
I mean, we're like this.
Well,
he
you're more like this.
Text messages. And see, that's where
it's
the
actually
video,
Harry's son
that's
that listens
where a
to
video
the show. We haven't given a shout out to Harry's son,
that's
have we?
That's where video would be good. I did the thing, you did the thing, and that's
Steven
that's
crossed
comedy.
His fingers. We're like this, and then I did my more of a peace sign.
You're more
like this.
Yes. And had we had the video shooting that's something we could edit and put up.
And that's all stuff that we want to bring you guys soon.
All right.
But we need some help.
Anyways, Richard from Nova Scotia hits it right on the head. I am sick and tired with Richard of both the players' representatives and the owners' representatives saying, this is all for the fans. You know what? It isn't. Because we're not fighting over $9 million. Last time I checked, I get none of that money. As a matter of fact, I give you money. So don't be saying that it's about me or that it's for me or that you're going to make me and the game much better for me. Because
it's
going to
make
what?
You a better
Last
person.
Last I checked, I don't want 18 games. Last I checked, I don't want, you know, half a billion dollars more to put in my pocket. Last I checked,
do you want
I
a new stadium?
I don't want a new stadium.
Do you want luxury suites that you
Last
can't afford?
I check, I don't want luxury suites.
Do you want $75 parking?
I don't want any of that.
Do you want
so
a $50
it's not
beer?
For me. Stop saying it. The next time I hear somebody say that they are doing this for the fans, I'm going to reach through my television set. I'm going to put a hand behind their neck, and I'm going to give them one of those slaps in the face and say, you know what? It's good for you.
I did it because I love you. And that was for your own good.
Oh, my gosh. Richard, I read that from Richard, and that made me angry.
Yeah.
It did. At first, I was just bummed. I was like, I can't believe it. There may not be no football. Now we got to wait. Now there's uncertainty. Now, you know, if we go to the draft, we're going to go to the draft. But you know what? There's not going to be any players there. So why are we going to the draft? We're not going to be able to talk to anybody but other media people.
We're going there to network with media people.
Oh, okay. And that's, you know.
And that's good for us. But it's lousy for you guys. And again, this show will never, ever deviate from its mission statement of bringing American football to the world.
You know what?
And it's a fan show by fans for fans.
I've now decided, you know what? I'm leaving. I'm walking out until you negotiate. I want to renegotiate my salary.
I don't have
salary.
The ability to negotiate.
I'm renegotiating
okay,
my salary.
Okay, Steven,
right
I will triple your salary right now if you come back.
Wait a minute. Wait, did you say triple?
Okay, I will quadruple your salary if you come back right now.
Plus, I need three vacations a year. Three
vocations.
Three weeks.
You have three vocations.
Three weeks of vacation.
Oh, vacation.
3 weeks.
3 weeks of vacation a year.
Up from two. I need three.
Okay.
And I need a case of Pepsi every time we do a show.
Like an entire case.
An entire case.
You can't
cold.
Drink
I'm not
going to
drink
case.
The entire case, but I want it available for me just in case.
Okay, how about if I provided it on ice right next to you?
The whole case?
The whole case on ice. What size bottles would you like? 8, 12, 16,
the 16, the 16 ounces.
Okay, so you want 24 16-ounce plastic bottles on ice in a bucket just at your right hand.
Right next to me.
Right.
Yes.
I promise.
3 weeks vacation.
Yes.
Four times what I'm
4X.
Making now.
Yes.
Hold on. I need to do the math. Four times zero is... Wow. Can we go five times?
You know what? I will go... Because I'm a generous person, Steven, and I'm just feeling emotional right
yes.
now. I don't usually feel this way. I'm going to go 125 times.
Wow. So
yeah,
125 times more than I'm making right now.
That's right.
I get 3 weeks vacation
That's right.
a year.
That's right. You can.
I get
okay, wait.
My,
I'm going again. I'm so emotional right now. You can have 4 weeks vacation.
4 weeks vacation. That's a month off.
Paid vacation, when, by the way. Paid vacation. Yes.
Awesome. So
that
means
you're going to get your salary while you're on vacation.
To find the 4 weeks that I can actually take off during the.
I know,
off
but dude,
season.
That's
but,
on you. I
yeah,
can't do
me.
Anymore.
Yeah.
I'm
right,
doing.
Right, okay.
Damn it! I'm doing my
so
best, Steven.
4 weeks. Case of Pepsi on ice for every
16
show.
16-ounce bottles in a plastic bucket on ice right to the right of you.
Every show.
Every single show.
Oh, and when we travel, I need my own room. Yeah, is that going to be the breaking point? Is that where we're going to break right there? Is that where I'm going to walk? I'm going to walk. I'm walking right now.
We're going to be staying at a Days Inn instead of the Crown Plaza.
But I get my own room. I don't care. I'll sleep
I
in
know,
it.
You will sleep anywhere.
I'll sleep
anywhere. In a box as long as you're alone. See, the reason we stay at the Crown Plaza sometimes is because of listener Jeremy.
Yes.
So it costs the same as the Holiday Inn Express.
Yes.
That's the only reason we
but
stay
we
in nice places.
We don't have our own room.
Well, no matter what, because we can't afford it.
But own room. We travel, I get my own room. See, breaking point.
Fine, done.
We're in.
Done.
Can I get that all in writing by before the end of the show, which is...
Send you an email right now.
35 minutes from
I'll send
now?
Send you an email right now.
Nice.
Are you in?
We're in. NFL Rants and Raves is going to continue, people.
Boy, I'm glad he didn't pull out the calculator.
Just like that.
Glad he didn't figure out what
I got. 125 times more than what I'm making now. I get my own room when we travel. I get Pepsi. I'm going to hold you to the Pepsi. If the, all the other stuff I might, you know, let slide and stuff.
Yeah.
But the Pepsi better be here starting with the next show. Which is the Ravies, by the way. Sixth annual Ravies.
If there's any show that deserves a big bucket of Pepsi.
I love that music that we play. Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah.
And the nominees, we haven't gotten very many responses.
Someone's gotten 200 and
no, no, the that's the voters, the
right.
vote, the people who vote.
The nominees.
But the nominees, the people who got nominated, like Albert Haynesworth.
Well, they're boycotting, Steven.
Yeah, but it's not an NFL-sponsored event.
Yeah, they're so on the boycott bandwagon, Steven, that some of them aren't even going to dinner at night with their families. I'm boycotting. Honey, it's the family. We're getting... No! No!
Wow.
D. Smith said that we shouldn't do anything with anybody.
You know what?
Otherwise, we look like a union.
Yeah, I was actually a little bummed that Chad Ochocinco didn't get nominated for anything because I think he would have accepted the invitation to come.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's just looking for weird stuff to do.
He just wants to do stuff.
Yeah. But he wasn't nominated for anything. Oh, he could come on behalf of the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals were nominated.
Yeah. The Bengals
Carson,
were nominated.
Carson Palmer was nominated.
True.
Most likely to live under a bridge.
Yes.
So maybe he'll come except for
he sold
on behalf
his
of
house. He
on behalf
would.
Of Carson Palmer.
He probably would.
Ooh, did I just give away who was winning that?
You gave it. You teased some things.
I teased some things.
Okay.
There you go.
Now I just have an official announcement to make. James Franco and Anne Hathaway were set up to actually host the Ravies. To host the Ravies.
Oh no! Okay.
But they sucked so much of the Academy Awards that Steven and I couldn't subject you guys to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the contract pulled. Wait a minute. Hold on.
And looked fantastic.
We're
going to
reel that back just a little bit. You thought they sucked.
You didn't
them.
See the show.
I did see the show.
You were working.
I saw it. Tape delayed. Trisha taped it for me. I saw it the next day.
Trust
saw
me, if you saw it live with other people in the house, you go, wow, they sucked. Anne Hathaway looked
it.
Fantastic.
Anne was a fox, and
James Franco was
my
awful.
Agent right now is trying to put together a little something between me and her. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know at all what you're saying. Could you say more about that?
Yeah, and then Franco was just, you know, he was cool. And
he was horrible.
Nominated.
He was boring.
He was cool.
He was boring.
You are mistaking coolness, Hollywood coolness,
I see.
As boring.
So then,
and that's on you. I mean, if you don't know what Hollywood coolness is,
yeah,
you're gonna have to step up your
cool.
game.
I don't want
to
be
because
cool. I
yeah,
be fun.
Look, all I'm saying is that in a little bit, you and I are gonna be expected to be Hollywood cool.
Yep.
And if you can't bring up your game to that, I can't be seen
if
with you, dog.
If by cool you mean disinterested, I can do that.
It's
if
not
the situation
that he was
is boring
disinterested.
Enough. But his situation was quite interesting. He was passing out awards for the best films. Of the year, and there were some fine films this year.
It's not that he was disinterested; it was that he was under the influence of something.
Yeah, I think he actually was drunk at one point.
So
they had booze back in the green room.
He was hilarious. He came out dressed as a woman.
That was a little funny. Anytime a guy cross dresses. But remember, folks, we are not going to be doing box office rants and raves, no matter how much Steven continues to talk about film here. all I'm saying is, James Franco, I wouldn't let him do this show, the Ravies. I wouldn't let him.
No, and we debated.
Anne Hathaway only looked good, and this is an audio medium. So what's the point of having someone who looks good doing it?
I think we actually start video with the Ravies. I mean, she would look. Do you know how many people would watch
just
the sixth annual
sexy
Ravers
voice like this?
Just to see her?
It's great to see you guys here. I was in London for the...
That was Marissa Miller.
That was not.
But that was Marissa Miller. That was a beautiful woman. Yeah. See, the voice doesn't necessarily do the whole thing. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. Play her voice again.
It's great to see you guys here. I was in London.
First of all, she said it was great to see us there.
Yeah, it was.
Which was cool.
Yeah, but she was just being polite. Oh, is that and what by us, she meant Sky Sports.
Yeah.
She actually didn't mean Stephen and Jeff.
She was pretty smoking.
She's probably the most knowledgeable sports fan that was there that was not related
to
the
league. Oh, no! Butler, last second buzzer beater! Oh, my goodness!
Butler, 60, and the muting is over the score for... I can't see the other score.
But Old Dominion looks stunned! Stunned, Jeffrey.
It looks like 59-60.
I'm going to tell you exactly what it is.
Wow. Well, good, because I'm hacked off at the Old Dominion coach.
58-57, Butler.
But you've got the live score up
30
there.
30 seconds left.
Yeah, but what's the TV say?
I don't know.
They've gone a commercial or what? Are they showing replays?
They're showing replay, and they don't have the score up.
Why
don't you
have
the score up when you're showing
the
replay?
Score and the clock up always, no matter what. Even when you're at commercials, when people are flipping over.
Man, the time, the
shot
clock, just as he let it go, like literally the ball is an inch from his fingertips, you see the red light, and it goes zero. That is pretty amazing.
So Old Dominion must fall because the coach of Old Dominion used to be the Stanford coach, and we're a Stanford family, and they were fantastic.
Are you starting
Mike
to get a
Montgomery.
Sense that it's always about you and your family?
Mike Montgomery was the Stanford coach.
I don't remember.
And he left the sweetest gig in the world. You're coaching one of the most prestigious universities in the world, and you've got true student athletes, and you're a great coach, so these kids are graduating, and you're in the tournament every year. You've got the best of both worlds. Smart kids you're going to have for 4 years, and they're going to stick with you. Then he goes and he takes a job. Do you know how many NBA teams are in California, Steven? Pop quiz.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
No, there's 4. Most people think there's 3.
I thought there was 5.
No, there's not. San Diego does not have a team. The Clippers don't count as theirs. We unfortunately don't have them.
Clippers? Lakers.
Right.
Sacramento Kings.
Sacramento Kings. And that's where most people stop.
Right.
But there is another. There's another East Bay nightmare that is not the Raiders and the Oakland A's. The Golden State Warriors.
Well, Golden State.
Golden State. That's
and
it.
And then they're... Oh... I don't know why I put the Utah Jazz
in Mike Montgomery.
There. They've got Utah in their name, and I still put them in
California.
Well,
yeah, there's Utah, California. Everyone knows Utah, California. You can check
it's
out anytime
the Utah
you like.
Jazz.
But you can never wear secret underwear. Anyways,
what about the
Book of Mormon coming soon? We got to get Trent and Matt on here opening on Broadway.
I don't know.
We maybe don't want to go down that road.
No, I don't think so.
You think they finally crossed the line?
We're trying to keep
the
show
finally crossed the line.
Clean and respectable, especially now.
Yeah.
And Matt and Trey, maybe we have them on Box Office Rants and Raves.
but they're not doing a show on Broadway though. But they have made movies before.
They have made lots of movies.
Team America,
World Police.
Yeah. That was the theme, the anthem. So the point that I was trying to get around to eventually was Mike Montgomery went on. He left Stanford to go coach Golden State.
Yes.
The Warriors.
And now
one of the worst franchises. And then he's bounced around from college to college. Wherever he goes, the team's good.
Let's get back to the lockout.
We will.
So last Friday, now you know where I was. We know where you were.
Yep.
Let's talk about
some
other
players.
Let me
tell you where we stand right now. The case is now in the hands of a Minnesota judge. It's not Judge Doty like
not
the Doty. Players had hoped and
Isn't
expected
it Dottie?
For. Dottie,
because
sure.
Doty is the guy that's,
well, it's D-O-T-Y, so probably is Doty.
Doty is
Doty
he's
Fayed.
Associated with the O.J. Simpson.
Diana.
Princess Diana case.
Doty Fayed,
Fayed
family.
No, that's
Fayed.
No, but there was wasn't there a Doty Simpson or
Pendergrass.
Something that was
Pumpernickel.
Okay,
Bumblebee tuna. So this could end up back in Judge Dottie's hands if the court deems it appropriate.
Well, there were a couple of judges that just didn't take the case.
Well, they recused themselves from it because...
Can you explain recusing?
Sure. I unfortunately know way too much about the law, but I'm not a lawyer and I don't play one
so
on TV.
So you're a judge. The case comes in front of you. You say, I recuse myself.
Well, by recusing myself, basically anytime you go to any lawyer for something, and this is more than most of our listeners want to know. If you go to a lawyer and you say, will you represent me? They ask you to fill out a form that is the essential of a background check.
Yeah.
and is to find as much information as they can about you. They process that through. Their people process that through to see if there are any inherent conflicts of interest.
Yes.
By the way, your first wife
is now my wife.
Yeah, it's now my wife. I don't think I can represent you fairly in this divorce. I'm sleeping with your current wife. I don't think I can represent
now
you well.
My mistress. So
in the case of,
I just take all your women. I don't
know
why.
In the case of this, the judges recuse themselves because they had worked as lawyers for someone in the league.
Either NFL. Okay, all right.
So they could not. They had an inherent conflict of interest, and so they recused themselves.
Not necessarily because they just didn't want to do it.
Not at all. Who doesn't want the highest profile case in the world? So Steven doesn't want it.
Me. I would be like, you know what? I've basically all the hours I'm going to have to put it on this one. I'm good.
So with the Players Association decertifying, they become essentially a trade association.
Yes.
And what you have now is that 10 players representing all of the players have filed a class action suit against the National Football League. Those players are Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Vincent Jackson, OCU Manura, Ben Lieber, Logan Mankins, Brian Robinson, Mike Vrabel, and incoming rookie Von Miller. So they even got an incoming rookie in there to really try and build the case of why the NFL operates as an illegal monopoly and should basically be broken up in a little one so that the players individually can sue the individual teams.
Give me rap music. Okay. I need some rap music because it's time for the rap.
A little bit more than, just give me rap music. But
give me the rap music. The Steven's rap time. I have for the longest time, okay, maybe not the longest time, but like at least the last 3 or 4 years.
For the longest time.
Said that we needed to sue the National Football League as fans. Finally, the fans get a voice. Finally, the fans go to go do something.
Yes.
That the NFL, by giving DirecTV the monopoly on NFL Sunday Ticket, is a violation of antitrust laws. Right?
Yes.
Because if you want an NFL Sunday Ticket, there's only one place you can get it, and that's DirecTV.
By the way, DirecTV came out this week. They stand to lose $600
million yes.
if the season is lost.
So there you go. So you got DirecTV, and that's it. If you want to watch your Dallas Cowboys anywhere, you want to watch your Redskins in Florida, you need DirecTV. That's the only way you can go. And you know what? DirecTV knows that, and they're like, you know what? You want DirecTV because you want an NFL Sunday Ticket? Stick it. They can stick it to you
as
a consumer.
And your leg and your firstborn.
They stick it to you as a consumer. They jack up the prices because they're the only one that have it. And then when you need customer support, it has gone so downhill. I can say I was one of the original DirecTV customers. My account number is so slow that when I call, they're like, wow, I haven't seen an account number this low in years.
Let's do a customer service call, Steve.
Yes.
Bring, bring, bring. Hello?
I'm having some problems. I'm supposed to get this game, and it's not showing right now on my HD channel. Can you help me?
What did your account number?
63781.
And can you confirm for me your address?
What you need my address for, man? You got my card number. I'm trying to get the game on. The game started 5 minutes ago.
Sir, why are you getting hostile with me?
I'm not getting hostile. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm going to put you on hold, please, and get a supervisor on the phone.
No, what's your supervisor?
15 minutes later. Yes, this is a supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi. I didn't ask for a supervisor. Look, I'm just trying to watch a football game here. It's been on for 15 minutes. I'm not getting the channel. I should get it because I have the package. What's wrong?
Sir, can I have your account number, please?
I just gave it to the dude. 61378.
And your address for confirmation purposes?
Oh, my goodness. Bleep, 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 bleep. Give you the address.
Okay. And now I'm just going to need your mother's maiden name.
What? Why?
Sir, we just need to make sure that it is actually you whom we're speaking with.
You are
for
speaking
security
with me.
Purposes.
Mother's maiden address. There it is.
Okay. Now, how can I help you?
I just told you I'm trying to watch on channel
7:37 is a football game on HD. I'm not getting it HD. I could get it on the regular station, but I want it on HD. I paid for the HD package. I'm not getting it on HD. Why not on HD?
Okay, I'm going to have to transfer you over to the HD department that handles all HD-related questions.
Wait a minute,
Can you hold on, please?
This is about...
Wow. 25 minutes later.
You're,
HD support. Hello, how can I help
about.
You?
This is what I'm talking about. When I first got...
Tell me it's not like that!
DirecTV.
Somebody sent me an email and say it's nothing like that!
When I first got it, a long time ago, we were living in the house across from you.
Oh my gosh.
That's when I first got DirecTV. How long ago was that, buddy?
Dude, 15 years?
Yeah, at least. Okay?
Yeah, 15 years.
So,
Well, actually, I remember helping you install the dish.
Exactly. We installed
the
dish
on the porch.
I call, and literally it was like, bing! I'm trying to do this as boom, boom. Hold on 1 second. Bloop, bloop,
well, first of all,
and boom,
a person answered the phone when you first called. It wasn't this ungodly menu.
Literally, in 3 minutes, you'd have your resolution.
Right.
Boom, just like that. Now it could take an hour.
Wow.
Assuming
you can survive.
Your customer service has decreased. Oh, let me tell you about canceling DirecTV for a second. When I went to cancel this year,
is this like quitting the gym?
Because I got AT&T UVert. Yeah, it was just like that. You know the shady thing they tried to pull on me? I cannot believe they did this. I'm looking at my screen, my account on screen, and it says that I had the three receivers. One in the front room, one in our bedroom, and one in the guest bedroom in the back. They added a fourth receiver after I went to cancel. So they were like, you just need to send the receivers back. And I was like, yeah. I was like this. I was like, yeah, I've got the one in the bedroom I own. I purchased that one outright. The other two I will send. They're like, no, we show that you have three that you need to send back. I was like,
four.
No, two, because I told we agreed that I owned one.
Oh, okay.
Right? I was like, no, I only have two.
Back before they required you to lease them.
Right.
You could purchase them.
I purchased them. And that's how old this one is. I purchased this one. So I'm like, they're like, yes, we show you purchased that one, but you have three others. I'm like, no, I don't. I have this one in the front. I have this one in the back. I give them the key cards. They're like, yes, you have this one. It's like, I've never even seen that. I'm looking at my account right now. It's not even on my account. They're like, yes.
Refresh your screen.
Yeah, they say, yeah, we see that. I'm like, I just logged in right now. And then I refreshed, Jeffrey, and it appeared.
Ta-da!
And I'm like, this was just added. And it was not added by me. How can something get added to my
account?
Sir, as
far as you know, nothing was done. One of my favorite lines. As far as you know.
Yeah.
As far as you know, nothing was manipulated.
Yeah, it took 5 days for finally to me to get to someone and say, I did not order that unit that you guys are claiming I have. This needs to get canceled today or we are going somewhere. And then he's like, oh, you know what, Mr. Miranda, you're correct. I don't know how that got out of your account. They removed it. I sent them the two receivers and I was done.
That's so funny.
But I'm like, that is just some shady. That is how bad they don't want you to leave. They tried to send people at me. We'll give you this for free. We'll give you that for free. We'll give you this for free. I'm like, I just want to leave you. Oh, man. Anyways. So why can't now all of a sudden the players decertified, back to my original rant, and now they can go after the NFL for antitrust stuff? A person like me or you or anybody else who wanted to go after them cannot. But now that the players have decertified, they can. That's another rant, man. You know what? They're playing a whole bunch of blank games, filling the blank with whatever it is you want to fill it in with. And they're not really getting anything done for us as they're claiming they're doing.
Thus endeth the rant. Now, great idea from listener Gregory, and I think we should just keep this short, but we're going to each take a side, players or owners. And I think he says it'll be highly educational and fun.
Okay.
He suggests each of us take a side that we're less inclined to join. Whom are you most annoyed with right now, the players or the owners?
I am more annoyed with, does that take into account Adrian Peterson's comments?
No.
Okay.
This is just as a business thing.
I'm a little annoyed at the owners.
Okay, and I am mostly annoyed with the players. So that's the side we argue.
So I got to argue the side of the
owners?
For
the owners. And you better do it well because I can do it really well. And I will argue for the players.
No, let me argue for the players.
Well, according to listener Gregory, this is the best way to actually learn.
All right.
From an English teacher he had.
I don't know what the players want.
I don't know what the owners want other than more money.
Which side am I arguing?
You're arguing the players.
Okay, well, I got that slam dunk. That's easy.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
I got the easy part. Woo!
All right, you go then.
All right. Let's make it perfectly clear that we are the ones that are putting our lives, yes, our lives, on the line every single Sunday. We take a snap in the National Football League. And what do we do it for? We do it for the love of the game. We do it for the fans. We do it for the people. We do it for the pride, the prestige, the honor of being able to represent the National Football League, to go out there and play our hearts out and play the game at the highest level humanly possible. And all we ask in return for all the danger that we put ourselves in is compensation. We want a fair piece of the pie.
All right, I hear that. In our latest proposal to you, we gave you an equal share of the pie to what you were making last year for this year. And then for the next 3 years, that piece of the pie gets bigger for you all. What is the problem?
Well, if it was as simple as that, obviously, there wouldn't be no problem. If it was get more money now and get more money later, there would be no problem.
It's get equal money now, get more money subsequent years.
Why is it that continuing to be on the table is this 18-game schedule that we all know is bullcrap, that will never, ever happen?
We are asking for the removal of two games that you already play under preseason conditions to be played in regular season conditions.
Where we're more apt to get hurt. And you claim that you are concerned about our safety
Documentation or evidence that adding two more games would increase injuries. As a matter of fact, this last season, injuries decreased overall in the league.
That is complete nonsense. Injuries, significant injuries, increased dramatically, specifically head injuries, increased dramatically in the league. I don't know what you're smoking.
I'm not smoking anything. I think if you look at the numbers, you will see that head injuries, as you are claiming, remained the same, and other injuries were less throughout the league.
They did not. We had more players miss time because of head injuries this year than any other year previous.
I think we need to look at the numbers on that. Us as fans. I think if you look at those numbers, I think that's not right.
Well, they're not making the argument that 18 games would actually not bring about a significant risk to injury. No one's argued that.
No.
So you shouldn't bring out arguments that no one's making.
Okay, but I'm making that one because I don't think two more games is going to be different. You still got to play in those two last preseason games.
Yeah, but how much do you play? Not very much. How hard do you play? Not very hard. So when are you more apt to get injured in a regular season game or a preseason game? We've seen injuries in both.
All kinds of injuries in preseason games.
Of course
games.
We have. When are you
Mike
more
Vick
likely?
Mike Vick lost his entire season playing in a preseason game.
And we had what's-his-name break his toe playing with his kids wearing flip-flops. Injuries always a possibility. Fine, we concede that. However, when are you most likely to get injured? When do you want us fighting so hard that we could get injured? In a preseason game or in a regular season game?
That's why we're trying to get rid of two meaningless preseason games.
And adding games where we're more apt to get hurt. How seriously are we supposed to take you?
No, we're enhancing the season. We are committed to player safety. We've done plenty to assist in player safety.
Yeah, like what?
We've increased medical personnel on the sidelines. Okay, so whether they made us do it or not, we're doing it to help our players.
Oh, so you're following laws.
We're making sure, and that's what we do.
When are you going to initiate things on your own?
We have initiated a lot of things. The amount of time that a player must sit and rest and make sure that he is healthy before he is allowed to come back onto the field. That was never done before, and that wasn't a law that was initiated for us. That came all on our own.
Okay, I can see that. The league has done an awful lot, and they've probably done more than any other organization aside from the military.
Any other sports. And we are actually doing for youth as well to try and educate people at that level, so by the time they get to this level, they have an understanding of those issues.
Okay, so you're teaching kids how to tackle.
That is good. That will help, and we appreciate that. But I don't think that sincerely you've been negotiating in good
faith. We've also tried. We've also, within the current proposal, have allocated money to veterans. All right? Money to veterans and, more importantly, money to players who have already left the game. Help them with their medical benefits throughout the entirety of their lifetime.
Well, now, I agree that that is a massive concession because medical insurance over a lifetime could be any amount of money.
Yes.
Now, my bottom line, though, is why is it that you guys won't crack the books?
We are a private entity. We are a private entity, and I don't believe there is any private entity out there.
Are you a private entity, or are you a public trust in that you're given complete antitrust exemption?
We are
exemption
a private entity.
Of 32 billionaires.
Of 32 organizations.
Billionaires.
And as
no,
such,
31 billionaires and one group of people in Wisconsin.
Right. And as such, we don't believe there has ever been a private entity that has opened up their entire books. We have made whatever numbers needed to be available to your representatives and to your attorneys. That has been turned over. That has been made available. But the opening of a private entity's financial records completely has never been done and will never be
done. If you have nothing to hide, then why are you hiding?
We're not hiding anything. That is the assumption that you guys are coming up with as a group, that we are hiding
things.
Well,
if you claim that you need another $1 billion off the top for all sorts of things like building stadiums and things like that, you need to show me that you actually are, in fact, losing money some places to justify giving away $1 billion. We're talking $1 billion.
We're not asking you to give away
a thousand millions.
We're not asking you to give away $1 billion. There's not one individual who is making
$1 billion. The number to 800 million, which took a lot of negotiating to get it down to an extra 800 million,
which
you guys lowered to 600
faith,
million.
Which shows good faith on our part that we
are
willing
good faith
to move.
That you want to steal from us without showing
we're
us
not
any
stealing
reason
we're
to steal. The stealing is justified because why? Because we say so. How about because you prove it? Because you open the books and you show us.
The books, I believe, are irrelevant. You guys are stuck on trying to find numbers that are irrelevant to what is happening.
Okay,
here.
You're claiming, you're pulling a Microsoft on me. You're saying this is what it is and nobody would want it any other way. Well, you know what? I want it differently. Everybody in the league, all of the players believe that there are some presidents in this league making $150,000 a year. There's other presidents in this league making $10 million a year, and those are both coming off as expenses. So when you go and show us the books that you show us, you're showing us profit and loss, but those expenses don't even measure up as equal. So how is it that we know that we're actually looking at fair numbers?
Because we provided to you the numbers that we've made available.
And those are auditable numbers, too.
Wait a
but
minute.
They're
we
not
had,
the numbers we're asking for.
We had a third party,
yeah,
which you agreed to,
yeah,
audit our records.
Audit the records that you're willing to give us. We want to see the rest of them.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That is the
if
only
you're stuck
thing
on that part,
we are.
Then that's what we're stuck on. Because we, as a private entity, are not going to make all of our books available to the public. Because once they're made available to you, they will be available to the public. And that's what we do not want.
What is the public going to do with your numbers? My gosh.
I think that's where they are. They're not going to get the books open.
Well, that is exactly where they are, and that's where my next column is going to be, Stephen. But there's one more argument that you omitted there.
What is that?
The owners don't even show each other the books.
Well, that's true.
So why on earth are they going to show the players?
Show everybody else?
They don't, I mean, that is exactly where we are. That's what my next thing is. And this occurred to me Saturday night. So I had Friday night, I was kind of bummed out. Jordan's team, I think they even lost the game. Jordan had a rough, Jordan threw 100, you were at the game. Jordan threw 112 pitches that night.
It was a bad
game. Opening night, he threw 112 pitches. They haven't lost since then.
I would say that his defense was really bad.
The defense behind him.
How many errors?
Did make an error. Six.
There were six errors, and one of them was his. But
yeah,
it was because the coach asked him after he'd thrown 90 pitches to try and pick off somebody at first base.
Well, it was at second where he sent it into center field, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like the kid can't throw the ball to home plate. and that is a memorized mechanic. Now you're asking him to quickly spin and throw to second base without looking. Guess where the ball's going to end up? Center field. So anyways, that was Friday night. So Saturday was an interesting day. And Saturday night, right before I went to sleep, this occurred to me.
Yeah.
It is about the books. It is about the books. And that scared me to death because the players will not relent until they see the books. And the owners will never show the books.
No.
Which is why we have to litigate this, if you're the players. We have to litigate this because then hopefully we get it before a judge that's not Judge Dottie, who does whatever the heck we want him to do as players. It gets before a real judge who is impartial and not just on the player side of things. And then in the part of the legal process called discovery, we go and we subpoena documents. And we can subpoena all the financials for all the teams in the league. And then, booyah, the books are now open. And now we can get a fair deal.
That's only if the judge is going to allow you to do that.
And that's going to take months and months, which is why I think we are going to lose games.
Well, there you go. It will be sad if we have to lose games. It will be very sad.
But by the way, Stephen, 2/3 of Americans are the side of the owners. I looked this up before the show started. I aggregated 4 different polls, sports sides.
Sides of the owners?
Sides of the owners. The players have not been helping their cause because of little pieces like this.
Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson.
Okay, as long as the players talk, the fans seem to be rallying around the owners.
All right, well, here's what Adrian Peterson had to say. And you know what? I love Adrian Peterson. Have you met him? Huh?
Have you met him?
Have I met him? No, but I've seen several
We've met hundreds of players. That's why I'm just trying to be clear. No. When we say that I like someone.
Yeah. No, I like him.
We have to put it in the context of we don't know him or we like what we've seen.
Well, I could say I knew him from college. Not that I knew him personally.
Well, right,
but
we've gotten to the point where we have to differentiate whether we've met someone or not.
Yes, not met him, but everything that I know about him, everything that I've seen, 3 different story pieces on Adrian Peterson, one by Andrea Kramer, one by ESPN, and then I think Fox did a different piece on him. And the one by ESPN was like a 30-minute show.
Okay.
All right? And everything I saw about this kid, I really liked. I liked his, his family and how family oriented he was and what he, the passion that he brought to playing football in the league. When I heard that he said this comment, I was a little shocked because I was like, everything that I know of Adrian Peterson or everything I've heard of from Adrian Peterson. Now I do know, Judd Zuglad, who is the beat writer for the Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. And he was the same way. He was like, yeah, I think this was just, heat of the moment, and it got away from him.
Beat writers know players better than anybody
else. And before he could take it back, it was already out of his mouth.
It became a big storm.
And here's what he said. Peterson quoted as saying, it's modern-day slavery, People kind of laugh at that, but there are people working at regular jobs who get treated the same way, too. With all the money, the owners are trying to get a different percentage and bring in more money for themselves. But the comment that everybody's making a big deal about...
It's modern-day slavery,
People
kind of laugh at that.
Adrian, they laugh at it because...
it's laughable?
Yeah. And it brings the comment to us that say...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I missed my cue.
Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson.
Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson.
Dude,
modern day slavery.
Are you kidding
Seriously?
And then
really
to have
not to be outdone, Rashard Mendenhall. What is it about running backs?
I don't know. I know. First, it's wide receivers. Now, running backs is
Adrian Peterson. Last I knew was a running back.
That's true.
And Rashard Mendenhall's
Mendenhall says Adrian Peterson is correct in his analogy of this game. It is a lot deeper than most people understand. Anyone with knowledge of the slave trade and the NFL could say that these two parallel each other.
Okay. Hello?
First of all, Rashard and Adrian, okay? I don't think anybody right now knows much about the slave trade because they weren't really a part of it.
I saw Roots.
Okay. And you know what? It's not bad. I don't know of any slaves. Now, history is my worst subject. I will admit it.
Okay,
but
I'm pretty good.
I read a lot about, slavery.
I saw Roots.
I don't ever remember anybody making $5 million to pick a bale of cotton.
I think LeVar Burton's made about $5 million in his career, and he was a slave in Roots.
In Roots, but not in real
no,
life.
No, but in the movie Roots,
to,
he was a slave.
To use the analogy of slavery for anything modern is asinine. And it leads me to this.
I'm so sorry. I'm off the sound card. I'm looking at Rashard Menendez. It leads what?
It leads me to this.
Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson.
Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson and Rashard Menendez. Are you kidding me? Slavery? You guys don't even know what slavery is about. If you are comparing it to not getting $6 million as opposed to $5 million in the National Football League, you are being stupid. Now,
don't be silly, Adrian Peterson.
I understand that in the heat of battle, things come out and you say things and you're like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have said that. I get angry. I get angry at Jeff. And I yell at him and I say something. I'm like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have said that to Jeff. But you know what? It happens in the heat of battle. And if you can't get in the heat of battle without saying something stupid, just don't get in the heat of battle ever and get out of the kitchen.
Yeah, it's insane. There's a few things that you don't go down that road, and they went down that road, and they're unfortunately paying the public relations price for it. And it's too bad because they're probably decent guys, but they certainly misspoke. Drew Brees offended some fans with his comments. He claimed the owners had no real intent to ever reach a settlement. Yeah. I'm sorry, they put a really good deal on the table, and it's the players that walked away from it.
Yeah, and I think that right now, when people say that the players were the ones who all along said, yeah, let's just go to do decertification and go the legal route, I think they were the ones that maybe all along had this, yeah, let's just go the legal route.
Well, look, who was the former player's rep? The former player's rep.
Gene Upshaw?
Gene Upshaw. Thank you. What was his background?
Well,
football player.
Yeah, he was a player.
Okay. Demarai Smith. D. Smith. What's his background?
He's an attorney.
Lawyer. Lawyers and football players don't have a lot in common.
No.
They have as much in common as slavery in the NFL. Okay? And yes, now
oh,
I'm drawing.
Wait a minute.
Now
yeah,
I'm drawing.
Here's, oh, so here's maybe what they're talking about. Because all of the owners in the NFL are billionaires.
Right.
And they're all white.
Yeah.
There's the similarity right there.
And many of the players, disproportionate number of the players are black.
Yes.
And therefore, we have slavery. Now, the owners are billionaires and the players are millionaires.
No. You can't. I can't even with a straight face. Try to. I can't even with,
Steven
a,
starts
even
busting
with
up.
A straight face. I can't make it.
Wait,
mesh.
Wait. Do the owners, many of the owners have boats? Probably.
Probably.
Have they ever sailed
out
of boat?
I've never seen Jerry Jones walk around with a whip, though. Okay?
Okay, but have they ever watched Indiana Jones? All of them have seen Indiana Jones. Does he carry a whip?
Yeah, it's not even
it's
right.
It's pretty rough.
It just
it's
can't,
pretty rough.
You guys, Adrian, Rashard, that's, you know, play football.
Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson.
And don't be silly.
Just play football.
That's all the time we have, Jeffrey, because the new hour format, we've actually gone 1 hour, 47 seconds.
Dang it! So we got to cut something.
We got to cut something. And
the draft boycott suggested by the players, that's looking like that might happen.
I wanted to talk about Ocho Cinco playing soccer.
Yeah,
but that's going to have to wait.
And I got a gratuitous shot at the Detroit Kitty Cats via the Onion News Network, but that's going to have to wait.
All right. And when we come back next time, it is the 6th annual Ravy Show with a special appearance by someone. I don't know who
Adam
that someone
Sandler
is
going to
be
is going
yet.
To be on the show.
He did say he would come and do the show, remember?
Well, all we have to do is we'll edit something together. It'll be awesome. Don't miss it.
This has been Steven Miranda.
And Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. Good night.
Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson.